40 years ago, another presidential race was focused on an unpopular war. In 1968, the Democrats gathered for their convention in Chicago. They were met by demonstrators who had organized what they called a youth festival to protest the war in Vietnam. After several days of peaceful demonstrations, violence erupted. The police fired tear gas and clubbed demonstrators. A federal commission later called it a police riot. The protest leaders were arrested and put on trial together. They became known as the Chicago Seven. Now their story is the subject of an unorthodox documentary called Chicago 10. Bob Mondello has this review.
I'll get to that title inflation in a moment, but first let me just note that an era of convulsive political upheaval gets really interestingly animated, and I mean animated literally, in this documentary. Director Brett Morgan takes archival film of the protests outside the 1968 Chicago Convention, and he combines it with actors reading from court transcripts at the Chicago 7 trial, animating the action through a technique called motion capture.
Their plan was to bring people into Chicago to protest and then create a situation where these people would riot.
Motion capture is the animation technique where actors are filmed and then have their images digitally painted into virtual environments so that they seem like characters in a video game. In this case, you'll recognize some of the voices. Nick Nolte was the prosecutor in that scene, for instance. And as the camera swirls and whooshes around the courtroom, he and Liev Schreiber as a defense attorney and the late Roy Scheider as Judge Julius Hoffman engage in lots of what you'd have to call animated arguments.
Your Honor, we asked for 5 minutes 2 days ago, and you refused to give it to us.
You are shouting at the court.
Oh, Your Honor.
I've never shouted at you during this trial.
Your Honor, your voice has been raised, and several
you
times...
You have been disrespectful.
It is not disrespectful.
And sometimes even worse than that. Will you step off the witness stand?
He's just trying to calm us both down.
I needed no calming down.
Animation is a pretty hip way to recreate the circus-like atmosphere of the trial, where paper airplanes flew through the air, and there were plenty of other distractions. Defendant Jerry Rubin actually called the trial a cartoon at the time. But the historical footage that's mixed in with the courtroom scenes is sometimes just as amusing. Take this newscast about that very moment with a, shall we say, transcendentally challenged newscaster.
When an argument broke out between defense attorneys and the judge about an early recess, Ginsburg said, The judge got mad and kicked him out of the courtroom, and there was a running verbal battle down the
In
court.
In fairness, meditation techniques weren't as well known in 1968 in the U.S. as they are now. As history, this movie leaves a good deal out, the name Hubert Humphrey, for instance, who became the nominee at the convention, and that title, Chicago 10, further confuses things. Before Black Panther Bobby Seale's case was separated from the others, the Chicago 7 was the Chicago 8, and director Brett Morgan thinks that because both of the defense lawyers were cited for contempt, they should be included too. With music by Rage Against the Machine and the Beastie Boys, Morgan is clearly trying for a younger audience than folks who actually remember the 60s, and it's in that context that the film works best, not as history, but as a sort of primer for activists on what happens when a passion for change is not being embraced by the political establishment. I'm Bob Mondello.